Hi, cinema lovers. This is Anuradha, and I'm back with another exciting episode of After Credits Delhi Crime. Like always, I'll be bringing you a lot of behind-the-scenes dope that wouldn't make the cut on screen. In this noble pursuit of mine, I'm joined with Mr. Richie Mehta, the writer-director of the Netflix original Delhi Crime, and the show's lead actor, Shefali Shah. We've been conversing with them a while now, and they've truly enlightened us about the many facets of their much-awaited crime drama. But Richie, there's something I'd like to know as a cinegoer or a person who consumes content digitally. So, a viewer today is almost suffocated with content. It's available, accessible, and affordable. So what is it about Delhi Crime series that a viewer should invest her time in watching it? What is it in the show that has been done differently from its contemporaries in the same genre?
When you're presenting any kind of crime, thriller's the wrong word.
True crime.
A true crime. Yeah. Or even just a crime, a show relating to a crime. There are shows which are fictional, totally fictional. And then there are some which are on true crime. When you create something like this, there is what I personally feel, a show like this, a story like this, a character like this, it requires tremendous amount of responsibility, honesty, and precision. And honesty being the main, I think that's the main thing that it requires. This is completely honest. It's almost like even the way Johan shot it, it's not like he's just fantastic, our DOP. And it's not like how nice it looked or what was convenient. It was almost worse.
It's a person in the room.
Yeah, it's like I'm standing there and watching what is going on.
Yes, the viewer gets to be a present.
A present of this.
And not judge.
And not,
that was very important.
You're just seeing what is happening.
Yep.
What it does to you later is your journey.
Yeah.
But at that moment, while you're watching, it's just there. It's actually just happened. Also, what I feel is, and everything contributes to the honesty of it.
Mm.
You know something?
Yep.
Even one person off can change.
Yep. A supporting actor, a street vendor, that role, everything, little bits.
The costume people, to the sound, to the light, to everyone was in sync.
Yeah.
You know, so which kind of makes it so special, because they were all working towards, it was not about, and the way I honestly see it, it's not about creating this great piece of art. I don't think that was the intention.
Not at all.
Yeah, that wasn't the intention.
No.
So it was just about telling something that happened which needed to be told.
Mm-hmm.
And which is why it works.
Yeah.
Because there was no other agenda attached.
There was no, that's the thing. One of the distinguishing factors, this is a true crime show which was not made for the purposes of industry whatsoever. It was made because it was something that, as I said before, at some point, years into it, I felt really compelled to do. I felt that these people deserved to have their stories told in a way, and told in a dramatic way that an audience could take it. And then everyone took ownership of that. And it was never done for the industry aspect of it. It was done for the, we want to contribute to this. So there, I would say this, the distinguishing factor of this show is there are about 300 pieces of people's souls in it.
Yeah, I completely agree. Like this, like the case, I mean, yes, Vartika spearheads it, but she knows it's not without the entire bunch of people that supports this investigation.
She would be the first to say that a DCP is only as good as a team they work with. Otherwise, their hands are tied. Anyone in a leadership position would say that. And in this case, a mountain was moved to get justice. And it's the same thing with our project, but we're trying to reflect that. So you're really seeing very normal people do superhuman things. That's another distinguishing factor. This is a true crime story about people who are trying to do the impossible.
Fantastic. That's real insight. That's all for today, listeners. Thank you for tuning in.
Delhi Crime, now streaming only on Netflix.